gave piece of the land to. Mm-hmm. And this piece here he gave, and they split it. So my grandmother, I can remember, and she was tired and doing so much work, but she left her work and walked down with me to the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And I never had her to walk down again.
No.
That was the first time.
You were, how many people, how many children were in the school, do you suppose?
Almost around eight, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Rowena Tripp, she married a Petty, Charlie Petty, I think. Anyway, her home was right across from my place where I live now, the Petty Heights.
Yes.
And her, its wife, was my first school teacher, Rowena Tripp. And she was so easy, and with those big boys, oh, they wanted to raise Cain, you know. And she'd feel so bad, she'd get to crying. Oh, did that make me feel awfully.
Oh.
She was so easy, she was such a good teacher.
Yes.
Then after that, the school come up by the rest home.
Oh.
Used to be in them days, they called it the poor farm.
Yes.
And there was a school there. Then they changed to be brought with a horse and wagon. And I rode up. So then I'd walk down to the end of the driveway, this east driveway, and there was a...
That would be on the drift road.
Sure. There was Mr. and Mrs. Connors living there in that house then. I don't know who's there now. And I'd wait there with their children. There was Lillian, and there was Francis, there was Joseph. It was all the same. We'd go together. Mm-hmm. To get in the wagon there. Then we'd come on up the road, and there was James Tripp's. There was Alice and Nathan. And Edna, well, Nathan was about through, and so was Alice. Mm-hmm. But Edna, she was a little younger than me. And Edna married Ted Allen.
Oh, he did?
Yes, she did. That's right. Edna, Edna's brother.
Ted Allen lived.
Ted Allen. Where did they live? At like Fall River, I think.
Mm-hmm. When she married him, he lived in Fall River?
No, he was working, I think, at that time to Alma's.
At the Alma's?
Alma's, mm-hmm. Yes. He was working there. Because I remember going with Edna when she went down to see him once before they was married. Then my husband and I stood up and they got married for him.
Oh, okay. You did?
And now they're both gone. Uh-huh. But they had a boy. Well, it comes over to see Zeta one in a while. And Edna's mother gave him a piece of land, but it goes down in Tiverton towards that river there.
Oh.
And he's married, I think she said, and got one or two children. Mm-hmm. But I never see him after they got further away.
No. Well, you didn't have much opportunity. Did children ever come down here to play with you? Did you ever go out and play
not
with other
much,
children?
Not much, you see, because I was so far from any of them.
Yes.
The parents didn't have their children come alone. Mine didn't have me to go alone to them. So like that, it kept me more like alone.
Yes.
So when I went to school. And then I being shy by being brought up like alone, well, I was shy. I only loved my teachers. I was scared to death of everybody else.
Isn't that wonderful? But, of course, you loved your family.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. Well, but after I got to peddling, selling, that got me used to people. Then
now, tell me about that, will you? A little bit about what you peddled and when you started that.
I can't think what year.
Doesn't matter about the year.
Well,
about how old were you, do you think?
I stopped going to school when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
It was that time they could. At that time, they were changing that school up there and taking them all to Westport Point. So my folks didn't hardly want me to change. And there was some sickness in the family, too. All of it put together, I didn't go no more.
No.
So I guess it was very soon after that, then I began to peddle around home. Then after I got the younger horse, that he traveled so fast, well, it was the wineberries, then it was things from Mother's garden, it'd be beets and peas and string beans and green shell beans and eggs. And I remember Mrs. Howe, she'd order cottage cheese.
This is Mrs. Howe when she was down on the...
Horseneck.
Down at Horseneck.
Yes, at that... towards the harbor end.
Yes. You went all the way with a horse and wagon.
I did, but Billy could travel. He was a good horse. I'm glad all the peddling I did, because my father cut him when he was only a year old, mm-hmm. A little colt.
Yeah.
And then we had Henry Wing to break him.
Yes.
So he broke him, made a nice horse for me.
Where did Henry Wing live?
He lived a central village going down to Allensville Road, you know where Oscar Palmer lives?
Yes.
Well, it was just before you get to Oscar's, on the side the road.
Uh-huh.
We made a good horse. The only thing, when I was pedaled to Cabin's Neck that day, I had Weinberg.
You certainly pedaled a long way.
Oh, I did. I went everywhere. We had so many things to sell.
Yes.
And back in 1938, there was all those houses to the Hosneck. And mm-hmm. before that hurricane, mm-hmm. I went to every one of them, tidy went. And when I came back from Cadmus Neck that day, Hicks Bridge, because that was the old bridge then, was all lined with people fishing. Mm-hmm. And I see this motorboat coming. But I didn't think he was going to come up and go under the bridge.
No.
But he did. He went right under the bridge, and Billy, my horse, was right over when he went under. Well, being a young horse, he jumped, and the way he breached, he tore the harness enough to get him going.
Uh-huh.
Well, that wagon was going some, and when the shafts went into the ground, the tail of the end of the wagon went up.
Oh.
And I went out over the dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And the doctors told me afterwards, they told each other, says, there's a case of a broken neck.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, believe it or not, I could hardly believe my own mind because things was working fast. Before I seen I landed, it seemed as if I was just held. And when I landed, of course, I hit here. And they come from both sides. And I was getting up. And there was Dr. Peirce. Well, he'd retired.
Where did he live?
He lived where Samuel Tripp did live, and then he sold
She sold him.
Lived there. And then there was Dr. Holmes, and Dr. Holmes...
Where did he live?
A summer cottage right across close by Remington's.
Oh.
And he was the one who took charge of me. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Remington says, bring her here to wash, because they washed that right off. It's full of grit, so that helped. A lot. I think it was 7 stitches took heat.
Remington's was where now? On the Drift Road?
Remington's?
Mm-hmm.
On the Hicks Bridge Road.
On the Hicks Bridge
right
Road.
Close by the bridge.
Yes.
At one end. That's where they had the clam bakes. Remington's
see.
Base.
Yes.
It was Mrs. Remington. And Mrs. Remington used to sing there in the French church.
Yes.
He was in a choir. She had a lovely voice. Mm-hmm. Mr. I can't think of Mr. Remington's. Eugene Remington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he lived, which end of the bridge did he live at? This end?
This west end. That would be
the west end, near that red house?
Yes. The red house was his house.
The red house, which was used to be the tavern and was the toll house, more or less long ago, was his house.
Is right? That so? Yeah. That's the red house. The barn was right close by the west end of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fairly near the, it was just a little piece up at the Handy House.
Oh, yes.
Was.
Because the Handy House.
How did you get home?
Huh?
How did you get home?
Mrs. Bannister said she'd take me home.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Holmes says, now you'll be weak, because I bled like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want you to do any work for a week. Well, when Mrs. Bannister got at the foot of the east driveway, east laneway,
mm-hmm.
I said, I can walk home all right. So she said, all right. She couldn't come in that way, you know, with a car.
No.
So I walked up and I found Billy. He got to the line gate. He couldn't get no further.
No.
So I went, took hold of his harness, what he had left on him, took him up and put him in the stall. And a day or so, I was tending the cows. I was a little weak, but I was tending everything. I come along fine. So when Dr. Holmes' son, he'd go out in the fall bird hunting. Mm-hmm. And so when he'd come up through there, see if he could get a pheasant. If he'd see me, he'd always ask, how's that little horse?
Oh,
I said, he's fine.
did you have Billy for a long, long time then?
24 years.
Yes.
Oh, hated that horse get away.
Oh.
He ought to have been put away before because I took him to the vet and the vet said the food didn't do him any good.
Mm-hmm.
He got so oats and enough, he didn't digest it. But I kept him till he got down and then Mr. Connell come and put him away.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Connell and Walter Connell.
Were they veterinarians? Was Mr. Connell
No, vet? Not them. They was the ones come to put him away because he got down and couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm. Where did they live?
They lived on the main road going down, oh, you know where that...
Down near Cornell Road?
Cunnell Road, the other side of it. You know where Dwellers did live?
Yes.
Dwellers, because down that laneway.
Oh.
Used to be the old town of Homestead.
Yeah.
Yes. So Billy's buried, see, here's a house, up that way in the corner somewhere.
You know what, Mabel? We found, when we were digging and clearing out and everything, we found the bones of a horse.
That's so.
There.
That was Billy then, because Walter says now, he says, I'm sure, says we buried Billy deep enough that when you're plowing, you'll never touch it.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the earth changes.
Oh, yes, and frost, yes.
And things happen.
Well, that's that.
And so you stopped going to school, and then you began to pedal, is that
yes.
right? You didn't pedal while you were going
no.
to school.
No.
But now, before
I pedaled until I got married.
You pedaled till you got married.
Yeah, and I married when I was 30 years old,
mm-hmm.
and that was 1923.
And your husband had lived here helping you and living with you for your family for seven years or something.
That's where we come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never left home.
Mm-hmm.
So we was married together not quite 10 years, because
mm-hmm.
I got married the first day of September, and 23, and he died about the 10th, I think it was, of June, 33.
Mm-hmm. Tell me,
and
you told me...
And he slept upstairs in that west room.
Yes.
That was our room.
Yes. You both slept up there.
And mother, yes, and Queen, my dog, and mother slept, it was in that room then.
Your mother slept in
yes.
there, and your grandmother and your grandfather.
Yes, was here.
It was your grandfather who was here too.
Oh yes,
yes,
that's right.
And so they slept in this room, and
yes.
your mother slept in what is now our kitchen.
That's right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your
not
kitchen.
The same size, or did you make it a little smaller?
I
know. It's the cabinets coming out makes
yes,
it look smaller.
Yes, makes it look smaller. Yes, with all those cabinets to put the dishes in. I'm trying to get the sequence of this. When you were quite young, I think you told me once that you started to go out and, maybe when you were 6 or 7 and help with the farm work, when you weren't peddling. I don't suppose you...
I think I was a little older than that, boy, really, because my grandmother didn't want me to go out too young to work, in the field. She said she'll work hard enough when she ever gets started.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of held me back, but
mm-hmm.
I wanted to work. So the first thing I think I'd done, unbeknown to them, I went and milked the cows.
Oh!
They found out I milked the cows, so they let me do it afterwards because I had learned how to do it.
Yeah. You'd watched for so long, I suppose, so
yes.
you knew how to do it. And how many cows did you have?
From 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you sell milk? You must have.
At one time we did, and carry it. Well, with a horse, carried it down the drift road, and the milkman come by with a horse and wagon, picked up the 8-quart cans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your kitchen was back, way back in there, where the door goes out.
Yeah, where you built that new...
Yes, where we built that new
kitchen
part.
And wash room on the end.
Mm-hmm. And there was kind of a work shed, a shed between the washroom or the privy, as we call it, mm-hmm. and where you kept all kinds of tools and
oh, yes,
all kinds
everything
of
was handy put in there and washed. The southeast corner was where our wash table was, wash tubs.
Yes.
And that old cupboard that you see home,
yes.
that was there.
Yes.
And I've had Mr. Allen clean that and scrape it down. That was in there, and I used to think.
Who's Mr. Allen? Is that the one?
Oh, he's gone now.
Oh.
He was on the drift road, where they're building that new house where you come up by, when we come up by today, they build a new house there.
Uh-huh.
That house was P.B. Tripp's, that he bought Philip Tripp's, and that's an old-fashioned house.
Yes.
It had a room built into the. Timbers, you know, ours wasn't that way.
No.
But theirs, that one, was built into it.
What kinds of, when you did start to work, even on the farm, except for milking, What did you do? Did you have, you must have, you raised, I think you said you raised turnips.
Oh, yes. We generally had turnips enough to sell. Yes. Well, after my husband died, well, then I used to have a quarter of an acre, mm-hmm. try to have there. And we had corn, like Johnny Cake corn, mm-hmm. and so we'd husk that, and I'd take it to John Hart, and he'd grind it, mm-hmm. because we'd have our own, we wanted, and then I'd sell meal, for Johnny Cake meal.
You had wheat?
No, not the mountain thing. I did try it, and it was too much. And then I tried rye once. I wanted the rye flour.
Yes.
But it was a little too much of it with our rye.
What did your mother raise? Did she?
She had the big garden.
Yes.
We'd have generally about a half an acre she had, and we'd have somebody to plow there. Fred Nairn's husband there, Fred. I think it was our last one that done plowing mm-hmm. with my mother gone.
He lived down in the farm below, or was it Ann who lived down in the farm?
Well, it was Ann's grandfather's place, Holdsworth, you see. And
yes.
her mother was Robbins, married Robbins, and before she married, she was Annie Holdsworth.
Oh, I see. Well, their house is, when we came and bought this, their house was on the verge of falling down.
Oh, yes.
And after the 54 hurricane, that awful Carol hurricane, yes. which took the end of our barn off and
yes.
off, it just flattened
oh, yes.
their house.
Mm, that was all around there. Mm-hmm. I can remember when they was then living in the city, they let us pasture the horse down there.
Mm-hmm.
He used to run down, lay down, and wouldn't he go?
Mabel, once you said you were always farmers, that you were farmers down, your family were farmers down at the point,
mm-hmm.
and you were farmers here. What was your main crop that you took up to sell? You said you sold it, some of it in New Bedford and some in Fall River.
Well, mostly it was a variety. Down the Westport Point, I used to eat, I think it was mostly hay
uh-huh.
down there. Of course,
yeah.
I don't wonder what I heard them tell.
Yes.
But where I know, well, it was mixed. It was a good turnip year, a good potato year. Hay, we kept that home because we've always had animals enough to eat it,
mm-hmm.
the horse and cows. But we'd always try to raise potatoes to sell and turnips to sell. And, of course, corn fodder, that come in handy for the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And the small corn, little ears, that went for the pigs.
Uh-huh. How much, where'd you keep the pigs? And how many did you have, do you suppose?
The first when I was little, I know we kept them under the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nice, dry place in the back.
Yes.
That's where they had their bed and everything. Then, of course, they had the other in the front. We always tried to bed our cows and horses down. I used to like get the leaves. Oh, did I rake up leaves to bed them. They were so pretty in them. And then in later years, Lizzie Allen and I, that was after my husband died, we'd...
Now, where did Lizzie Allen live? Did she live with Arthur Allen, or was she... did she live anywhere near him?
Yes, it was right across the road. The new house, of course, that was Arthur's, mother's father's house.